السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the first of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444, we commence a new chapter and surah, chapter 72, Suratul Jinn, and today we discuss verses 1 to 7 of this chapter. However, let us recap and summarize our previous chapter. Prophet Noah, alayhi salatu salam, whose name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 71, dedicated to him. He's crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, "The more I call them, Ya Allah, the more they run away and take flight. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا." And they are plotting, scheming, planning big, big plans against me, against the messenger and against the message that I convey and deliver to them. And among themselves, they say, "Worship the idols." But when you study the history of them, then you will find these idols were not these idols. They were people who are venerated, respected, pious people. But then the first generation came, they looked at them with love. Second generation came, they started bowing down. Next generation came, they started prostrating. And then the next generation came, started worshipping them. So see what Almighty Allah states. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّا. They made wad, an idol in a form, shape of a human being, a man, a male. وَلَا سُوَاعَ. And do not leave suwa', meaning worship her. So an idol in the image of a female, a lady. And wala yaghusa, and do not leave yaghus. Yaghus, they made in the shape of a lion, the king of the jungle, and said, "This is a demigod, semigod, and deity, and idol." وَيَعُوقَ. And then they made another idol in the shape of a horse. Horse is very powerful, it gallops and runs very fast. So they need one idol like that as well, Allah forbid. وَنَصَرَ. And do not forget and do not neglect this idol. نَصَرَ, the eagle. See how high it flies, how it attacks its prey, and so forth and so on. What will you say? Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the place of Darul Tawheed, the place Diyarul Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Today you must remember they have cinemas, they have bars, they have beer, and now they have idols, the beauty queen pageant, and all that going to happen now in the preparing from October, and the finals will take place in December, and they calling it the idols competition or competitors. So therefore our ruling verdict is that this regime are not a Muslim regime. They're out of the fold of Islam, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is, MBS or whoever. They bringing back the kufr and shirk to the holy lands. Remember that. that. And these are the places that's supposed to be pure and 100% for Muslims. So may Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day, first of Rabiul Awwal, Wednesday, time for du'as are accepted. Allah grant them hidayat, bring them back to the right path and not go bootlicking to the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam is informed by Almighty Allah, you're crying, you're begging, this will be the result. He cried to Allah, chapter number 54 and verse number 10, Surah Qamar, chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you help me, you assist me, Ya Allah. Then Allah said, مِمَّا خَطِيَاتِهِمْ. Because of their vices and sins, their blasphemy, kufr and shirk and polytheism, أُغْرِكُ. We drowned them in the tufan, in the flood and deluge. And after the drowning, فَأُدْخِلْ. Then they enter into the fire of the qabr and fire of Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom for them. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. So never will they find a helper, assistant besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the ending, he begs, he cries to Allah, Rabbi ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. But Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'soom. So why is he asking for forgiveness? Ta'aliman lil ummah, to educate humanity and posterity that always ask Allah. Me and you, ordinary mortals, ordinary human beings, for our vices and sins, we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Anbiya, prophets, they say, Rabbi ghfirli, because of the mistakes they committed or the error in judgment. So remember, all prophets and messengers are ma'soom and protected from vices and sins by divine protection. Wali walidayya, forgive my parents. So we make dua for our parents even after they passed away, provided that they passed away with Iman and Islam. Non-Muslims, we pray for them whilst they're alive. Allah must guide them, show them the right path. But once he or she dies, whether he's king or queen or prince or princess, and they died as non-Muslims, then it's haram to pray for them. The Quran Kareem states so, Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. You cannot pray for any one of them, no, now, never in the future. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot go to the cemetery, to their graves and memorial servers, all that, all absolutely haram and has no place in Islam. وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا. And people who enter my house with Iman and Islam. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And the believing men and believing women. So daily we should be also making dua for all the people who have Iman and those who passed away with Iman and Islam. Chapter 72, Suratul Jin. Surah we translate loosely as chapter Jin. When you study the noble Quran, you study the Ahadith Mubarakah, you will find the miracle and the khasais, the unique features, the characteristics of the Arabic language. Whenever you get Jim and Noon together, then it means something is hidden. Junoon, insanity, madness. Allah protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al junoon. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from insanity and madness. But can you see the madness? Can you see the insanity? No. Janin, the fetus in the womb of the mother, can you see it now? Yes, you bring this can and this machine and that machine, that's different. But an ordinary person, you can't see it. Then jinn, that invisible creation of Almighty Allah, we can't see. They created minnari samum, from the fire, smokeless fire. And remember, if you want the chronological table, Almighty Allah created the jinn, and Lucifer, Shaitan, is from the jinn. Kana min al jinni fa fasaqa an amri rabbi. So he, Iblis, Shaitan, is from the jinn. Never was he from the malaika and angels. Thereafter, Almighty Allah created the malaika angels. Thereafter, Almighty Allah created the supreme and masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. And then we go on, then the best and the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala during this month of Rabiul Awwal. The Milad Mubarak took place of Habibuna Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam. So understand all this here. So what do we do today? We discuss Suratul Jin. This surah was revealed, remember, Makkiya. That is before the Hijrah and migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, and it comprises 28 verses. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will discuss verses 1 to 7. You know, if you are going, those of you who have been to Makkah Mukarramah, and if you are going towards the Maqbara, you are going towards the graveyard, the cemetery in Makkah, the graveyard, it's called Mu'alla. Our people mispronounce it, or they pronounce it incorrectly, Mala Mala, not Mala Mala. It is no Mala Mala and no Pala Pala. It is Mu'alla. So Makkah is at the slope. So the upper region, if you see where our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's grave Mubarak is, on the upper region, and you come down, then where the Hilton and Zamzam, all that area is, that is called Misfala. So the lower region of Makkah, so you have Mu'alla, the upper region, and the lower portion. So understand, so when you're going in that direction, and if you know how to read, remember Arabic, you will see one masjid they call Masjidul Jinn. So remember the jinnats at that place, other places, they would hear the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran in salat, out of salat, and so forth and so on. It's not one incident, it is ta'addudul waqi'at. Several incidents took place, and remember, we did one already. Wa iz sarafna ilayka nafaram min al-jinn yastami'un al-Quran, chapters 46, Suratul Ahqaf, when a group of the jinn, they were listening attentively to the noble Quran, Surah 46 and verse number 29. So they, Almighty Allah told us, they just heard the message, and then they went to the people, to their own group and the jinnat, and said, come ajibu da'i Allah. They never even met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They saw the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They heard the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then they said, let's go call our own kind, our own species, and then wa aminu bihi, and bring iman on Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So who is Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? His message is global, international, for human being and for the jinn as well. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find a strange incident there. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, goes out of Medina Munawwara on the periphery and outskirts, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu accompanies the master. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes a circle around him and says, you wait here and don't go out. He himself says, I could hear all sounds, but I had to stay inside there. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to make da'wat and tabligh, invite the jinnat and propagate the message to them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uhiya ilayya, the wahi, revelation is coming to me, to my Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart, anna ustama'a nafarum min al-jinn, and now a group of the jinnat and the jinn, they are listening attentively, istama'a. istama don't mean just to listen, listening attentively. So this wahi coming to me, I'm receiving it, and then I go and read it and recite it, and they listening attentively. In salat, out of salat, different incidents. Faqalu, the jinnat announcing to their own kind, their own species, their own type. Inna sami'na Qur'anan ajaba. Indeed, we heard. You see, the word here is to hear, and there istama'a. Inna annahu istama'a, to listen attentively. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. You need to understand the balagha, the beauty, the style, and the rhetoric of the noble Quran. So the jinns announce, indeed, sami'na Qur'anan ajaba. We heard the Quran, and it is marvelous. It is something beyond description. Yahdi ila rushdi. It guides towards righteousness. Today is the first of Rajab here in South Africa, Southern Africa. Most parts of the world, remember, it is the second. We sent out the dua to you, the three sunnah duas. Read it. One, Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. See the word rushdin. So these words, hilalu khairin wa rushdin, means make this month, ya Allah, jalla wala, a month of goodness, wa rushdin, and righteousness. In Arabic, if you want the tafsir, ay yahdi ila rushdi, yahdi ila al-haqqi was-sawab. So this Quran Sharif invites you towards righteousness and the truth. Yahdi ila rushdi fa amanna bi. We brought iman on it. We brought Quran, we brought iman, faith on the Quran Sharif. We brought iman on him, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa lan nushrika bi rabbina ahada. Lan means never now, never in the future. وَلَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And never ever will we commit shirk, polytheism, ascribe, associate anybody, anything to our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Look at your son, look at your daughter, look at your baby just born 1 week, 1 month, 3 months ago, and you see no teeth. Thereafter, then the baby teeth, milk teeth, and thereafter, the permanent teeth. So Almighty Allah takes us from stage to stage to stage. That is Rabb. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents, as they brought me up, they nurtured me, they sustained me when I was growing up, you see, saghira. So our parents to a certain extent, but Rabb is Allah jalla jalaluhu, that he sustains, nourishes, provides for the entire universe. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alameen means kullu shay'in siwallah. Everybody, everything besides Almighty Allah. So which dua we read? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'a. Oh Allah, I seek your protection, that I ascribe, associate anybody, anything to you, ya Allah. That is the jinnat, they're teaching us tawheed. Wa annahu ta'ala jaddu rabbina. Jad, dada. Jad, grandfather. Yea, it don't mean grandfather and that. Yea, it means sultanuhu wa adamatuhu, and the majesty of Almighty Allah. So jadduka, yea, you must look at the text and look at the context. So yea, remember, it means jad means majesty. Wa annahu ta'ala, and Allah is exalted. Jaddu Rabbina, this is the majesty of our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Ay jaddu jalalatu Rabbina, the majesty of our sustainer, nourisher. Mattakhadha sahibatau wala walada. He never took a wife and a spouse. He doesn't have children. Lam yalid walam yulad walam yakullahu kufuwan ahad. He doesn't have any parents. He doesn't have any children. He doesn't have any associates. He doesn't have a spouse. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to Allah Jalla wa Ala in any aspect, in any respect. That is Suratul Ikhlas, chapter 112, to teach us Tawheed, the oneness, the majesty, the glory of Almighty Allah. Yes, we admit, Ya Allah, in our ranks, in our group, we have some foolish people, foolish jinnat. How we have foolish people. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam spoke of them. Ya Allah, that this sufaha, these fools and idiots in our midst, Ya Allah, do not punish us because of their statements and so forth. So see Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam teaching us a lesson. Many a time we have fools and idiots in our midst. So what he said, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, atuhulikuna bima fa'ala sufaha wa minna. Ya Allah, are you going to punish us because of these idiots and fools? Nay, Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Chapter 7, verse 155. So you see the word sufaha. So ye is the singular, safi. Wa annahu kana yaqulu safihuna. Yes, Allah, amongst us, the fools, they say, alallah, they speak kithbun, they speak if muftara, they invent and they fabricate big lies, kithbun adhim. So that is shatata, that they are the ones who fabricate, invent the big lies. We're going to expose them, name them, shame them, Ya Allah. We have nothing to do with them. We believe in Tawheed, we believe in you, we believe in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anna dhananna, this is now they are speaking about their faith. And we used to think, Ya Allah, allan taqul al insu wal jinnu ala Allahi kadiba, that the human being and the jinn, they won't speak lies against Allah. That is our initial thoughts, our initial impressions. But now we realize that human beings also, they speak lies, and jinnats also, they speak lies. Therefore, in human being, you get also minkum mu'min wa minkum kafir. You get some believers and some non-believers. So similarly, you get in the jinn, the good ones, the believers, they will enter Jannah and paradise, and those who are the ones who are denying, rejecting the truth, wa ammal qasituna fakanu li jahannam hataba, they will become the fuel of Jahannam, meaning they will be dispatched to the hellfire. Chapter 72, verse 15. So me and you, human being and jinn, we are mukallaf. We have been given these responsibilities. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. You see, I didn't create the jinn. Allah mentioned jinn first because they were here first. Then the human being. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. يَعْبُدُونِ. Yet you must worship me. You must serve me. You must recognize my majesty. You must recognize my sovereignty and authority. So Almighty Allah is teaching us about the jinn now, that you get the good ones who brought iman and the others. Now today you see in the world, South Africa, never mind non-Muslims, you get Muslims, some of them. They go to the Sangomas, they go to the people who are involved in witchcraft, they go to people who are involved in kufr and shirk and so forth, in blasphemy and in remember this, all this here. Polytheism and shirk. So Allah says, wa annahu kana rijalun min al-jin. Yes, Allah, there are some men that from the human being, and what they doing? Ya'udhun, that they seeking protection, and they want protection. Bi rijalim min al-jin. So they go to the jinnats, they go to the agents of Satan, they go to the agents of Lucifer, they go and practice jadu, they go and practice magic and witchcraft, they go and get involved in sihr. So they go by the jinnats and agents. They can't see the jinn, but they go by those people who work with jinn, who work with the enemies of Islam and humanity. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَحَقَا فَزَادُوهُمْ إِثْمًا وَكُفْرًا وَظُلْمًا. So their kufr, their disbelief, their blasphemy, everything increases, increases, increases. O Muslim, it is an article of faith, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, that good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Allah. when you go to these people, Sangoma, and such people, and you do what they tell you to do, you utter what they tell you to do, you go right out of the fold of Islam. Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man ataka hinan, whoever goes to all these fortune tellers and Sangomas and whatever else, and fasaddaqahu, and then you confirm and you believe what they are saying, and you carry out what they are saying, faqad kafara, you have become non-Muslim, you have rejected bima unzila ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was revealed on the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Therefore, O Muslim, things happen in our favor, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat, alhamdulillah, all praise to you Allah, bi ni'matihi, it is the ever recurring bounties, favors that Allah is showering, tatimmu salihat, the good actions reach their completion, conclusion, things go against our worms, fancies and desires, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, ya Allah, we praise you in all cases and all circumstances. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find it. Open Ibn Majah, you will find all this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.